This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is scheduled to open in just over 70 days in Bentonville. Tomorrow, the museum will hold a pair of job fairs at Northwest Arkansas Community College. Alice Murphy, a spokeswoman for Crystal Bridges, says the museum needs a staff of more than 120 people.
We have a number of positions we're looking to fill. You can get a list of all of them from our website. But, you know, some of them are security officer, dishwasher, a lot of positions in our restaurant, guest services associate, gallery attendant, and we're going to have a number of representatives from the museum there, and we're going to be conducting some interviews and taking resumes.
The fair sessions tomorrow will be from 9 until 11 in the morning and from 6 until 8 tomorrow evening. The fairs will take place at the Shoemaker Center for Workforce Technology on the NWACC campus. No advance registration is required.
Labor Day is a traditional time for families to travel, and gas prices in Arkansas this holiday weekend are about a dollar higher per gallon than Labor Day 2010. Mike Wright with the AAA Auto Club says the average price for gas in Arkansas is $3.48.
I suspect that we should see some moderation as we get towards the end of the heavy drive season, which typically is Labor Day. The demand for gasoline starts to fall off fairly rapidly after Labor Day, and usually, if there is a usual nowadays, we see a decrease in prices as we go into the fall, and we enjoy the lowest prices for gasoline in the winter months.
The lowest average gas prices in the state can be found in Little Rock, and the highest average prices are in Eureka Springs.
Officials with the city of Bentonville say they've received word that FEMA will fund 75% of the cost for the total replacement of the Bella Vista Dam. Another 12.5% of the cost will be provided by the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, and additional money will be in the form of a grant from the Arkansas Disaster Relief Fund. The structure was damaged by floods in 2008 and by floods again last year. The new dam will include 500 linear feet of earthen dam and a walking trail for pedestrian use.
The University of Arkansas volleyball team's record is now 2-2 after dropping a 5-set decision to Oral Roberts University last night in Fayetteville. During the match, senior Kelly Stefanovich posted a career performance with 30 kills, 14 digs, and 7 blocks. Arkansas will travel to Winston-Salem, North Carolina this weekend for a tournament. The Razorbacks will not be home again until September 23rd. Meanwhile, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith volleyball team will open the season Friday night at the University of Nebraska-Omaha Classic.
And still a bit more volleyball. The John Brown University team, 1-1 already on the season, plays in a tournament at the College of the Ozarks in Missouri this weekend.